This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
My dad taught me a lot, including how easy it is to forget to cancel things. So I downloaded Experian, my BFF, big financial friend. Experian could help me cancel my unused subscriptions and lower my bills, saving me hundreds a year. Get started with the Experian app today. Your big financial friend's here to help you save smarter. Results will vary. Not all bills or subscriptions eligible. Savings not guaranteed. $631 a year. Average savings with 1+ negotiations and 1+ cancellations. Paid membership with connected payment account required. See Experian.com for details.
Experian.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. Kicking it, just me and the main big dog, Nate, over here.
Big dog. I like that
big
one.
Big dog. You know.
Big dog swinging.
Yeah.
Except that's not the term.
It's been a crazy summer for everybody.
It ain't. And it's about to get even crazy. I mean, it's been a crazy July for us.
July's always been nuts for you, it seems like.
Well, I mean, that's just, yeah, it.
The life of a sports dad.
Yeah, although we were just talking about it. We can talk about it on the show itself, but today was the official last day of Kylie's softball team that she's on. Yeah. There is most of her teammates are a year older than her. They're 25s, and so they're all aging out. Not aging out. They technically could play next year, but they're all going to college.
Right, so they're not
going to. And some of them are going out of state. Some of them are playing softball in college. So the team that she has played on for the last 6 years, maybe, it's been a long time, is officially no longer a team. So it kind of, and I didn't even really hit, it didn't even hit me that today was the last day until almost like last night we were driving home and I'm like, damn, tomorrow's the last day that she's going to be playing with most all of these girls. So I think there's 4 of them that are her age on her team. So there's 4 26s. They could play together next year in different ways, but it just depends on what some of them want to do. Just, you know, hard to say.
I mean, is Kylie still going to play on that team, or she don't know yet?
Well, that team's no longer a team.
But I'm saying, for like, what's the program, like that program or whatever?
No, like we'll
it's just done.
Yeah, yeah. So, just depends on like what happens with some of those girls. Like I know I would get like I don't know this for a fact, but if Kylie hasn't decided she wants to play softball in college yet.
Yeah,
she certainly can. But if she decides she doesn't want to, I, as her father, would assume she's not going to play softball next summer.
Yeah.
So maybe she decides she wants to, but that's my guess. So just hard to say. Yeah.
Do you have an opinion one way or the other?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
trying to do my best at not giving that opinion to her.
You've invested a lot into this child.
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me. I mean, right. If she doesn't decide to play, I got to watch her play softball for a long time and really enjoy it. But no, my opinion is she's so talented that she should do it. Basically, if you think about it, there's only 4 more years that she could play softball.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's not like they got fast pitch rec leagues that she can go play as she gets older or whatever, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of my deal. I mean, you know, she's her own person. She's not
your little girl no more.
She's not me. So yeah. I got to remember that. But like one of my only regrets in life is quitting college football.
Well, you kind of had to. You got hurt.
But I didn't have to. I used that injury as a reason to quit, as an excuse.
Okay.
If I'm actually being honest with myself and going back, that's what I did. I used it as an out, right?
Okay.
So that one of my only regrets is that, right? I only had football for 4 more years after high school, so that's what I'm trying to get her to.
So you weren't going to make it to the pros?
No, neither is she. But you know, like,
do they even have pro?
They do have pro softball. It's obviously they don't make any money, basically.
Sure.
But they do have it. The Olympics, obviously, but you're talking about what, 15 girls?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like it's going to happen, but, you know, it's one of them, like, she could go to school for free and do that and make some great connections and, you know, that sort of stuff, but it's her life, not mine. I just got to be supportive, be your dad. So, but that's been going on. We've all been traveling.
Yeah.
So you've been out of town. I've been out of town. Andy is currently out of town.
Yeah, I think he's in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
And I just came back from Florida for work.
Right.
I think I got home on Friday from Florida, and he left Saturday.
Yeah.
For Florida. So, also, quick disclaimer. Micah brought his son with him tonight. So, you might hear kids upstairs running around being crazy.
Yeah, they ain't been around each other in a while. So,
yeah. So, playing. I can hear him right now. So, if you do hear some background noise, that is... The boys.
It's the children.
So, yeah, it's been a busy summer as it relates to that. And, you know, it's going to probably actually get worse. I'm actually leaving for our family vacation. That's the worst part. I've been out of town.
2 weeks in a row almost already.
Well, so of a month, I'll be out of town for 3 weeks. So I was out of town 2 weeks ago. My daughter had a softball tournament in Alabama. We got home on Saturday. And then I flew out to Florida for work on Monday. I got back Friday. And then next Saturday, we leave for our family vacation to Yellowstone. So I'll be gone basically 3 out of 4 weeks. And then right when we get back, school's starting.
Yeah.
So we're doing our best to get some stuff out to you guys. But, you know, we had a classic episode last week. We really didn't have anything in the pipe for today. Like I said, we've been traveling. There's some other things going on, you know, personally for our families that has taken time away from this. So just made it hard for us to really
sit down and
get a lot done. Hoping next week we get some episodes in a row that are going to go well together.
Right.
But we haven't gotten them.
So we want to make sure we get those planned first before we say anything about them.
They're going to be like, they would go well together.
Right.
So we need to record one, and then the next one would be the next week. We know we can get one done. We're not sure about the other one.
Right.
So, you know, not really sure what's coming up. And then actually, not long after we get back from that vacation, school starts, Andy is on his way out to Colorado to hunt elk.
To hunt elk.
So it'll be a whirlwind. We'll probably have that show not too long either.
In a few weeks.
The pregame.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
It'll be a little different because it'll just be him and Pat and Russell.
Brandon,
going this time. And Brandon, if he wants to come.
Yeah. And Roger.
And Raj.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't like talking too much.
No, we can leave Raj out of it.
I don't think that's his thing.
Yeah. But he'll just sit there.
Yeah, but all kinds of stuff. Gosh, let's see. Father-in-law had back surgery.
I saw him. The day he got back, I went to his house.
Uh-huh.
I had to drop some stuff off there. And, whew.
Yeah, man, he's still struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been getting fevers. They actually went back to the hospital because he started running a fever.
Yeah.
And, maybe an infection or something.
Worried about infection.
And they sent him home, and he keeps getting them. Low grade, I think, but still, it makes him feel bad. So I think he's in quite a bit of pain. I'm hoping it's just the surgery stuff.
Right.
Because,
they opened him up from pretty much the top of his crack
all the way up. Yeah.
Yeah, to at least three quarters of his back. Yeah. He was pretty messed up.
Originally, it was supposed to be a two-day surgery also. It was supposed to be a surgery day one and then a second surgery day two. But they ended up, which I'm glad they did, they combined the surgeries for a 12-hour surgery in one day.
Dang.
I mean, don't you think that would suck, getting knocked out and then coming back and then and getting then knocked out again?
Yeah, no way that'd feel good.
Yeah, so that's been just all kinds of, kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
The podcast is taking a little bit of a backseat, folks. Sorry. But we're here.
We're here. We're going to talk about something.
We're going to talk about something. Let's talk about sponsors.
Yeah.
Because they're important. They've all been behind us and been great. Let's start with Black Ovis. Use our code MWW10 for 10% off.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the t-shirt collab. I finally emailed our guy at Black Ovis some ideas, and we're going to be working with an artist. I think it's the same artist that did the WCB whitetail shirt.
Which, pretty cool shirt.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with it.
I don't know if we've said it on the show, but it is going to be a coyote hunting
theme
t-shirt.
Yeah.
So that is about all we know about it. If anybody's got ideas they want to send to us, we definitely think about it. We've got an idea of where we're going with it, but the artist is going to, get with us as well. So we're excited about it. It'll be cool. There's not a lot of coyote stuff out there, gear. So that's why we kind of wanted to do that. We enjoy the old coyote hunting, and I've done literally zero of it this summer. In fact, one of our other sponsors, Huck's Works, there's my suppressors.
Yeah.
still in the box.
Still sitting on the thing. I put mine on. I just haven't had time to shoot it.
Yeah. I've my scope is still sitting right there for the
whitetail gun. I did switch my scopes around.
So, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my 243 now has the minus tack on it, and I moved my Aries over to my 250. And the plan, I might be getting rid of the 250 and getting a badass night rig AR.
Yeah.
I really want to have Chandler. What's his last name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
He does a podcast, the Texas Hunting.
Wade Chandler?
Yeah, Wade Chandler.
Yeah.
I want to have him on talk specifically about arcs.
Yeah.
He's a big arc guy. He's huge into the six arc. He likes the 22 arc and he messes with, but he's a huge fan of the six arc. Yeah.
Really educated fella.
Yeah. No, he's smart.
Yeah.
He's smart about it. So I want to have him on, pick his brain a little bit, see if he can convince me one way or the other.
Yep. But you put those Athlon optics, switched them around, and both really good. That's what I run too, the Midas Tac and the Aries. So check out Athlon Optics. Find a dealer near you. We've said it on the show before. We can find you a dealer if you don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Huck's Works. We just talked about them.
Pull one
of those bad boys out.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can get in trouble for it, but I don't know which one that is.
I think this is the...
Is it the tan or the black? So that is the 762 Ti.
Yep, that's the one I got.
Yeah.
So...
And show everybody on YouTube land that flow-through technology. I was trying to explain it. If you see those ports...
That's where the gas comes out.
That's where the gas comes out forward. So it's a forward,
Instead of
ejection.
The baffle.
Yeah. So it's designed to let that gas travel through, and obviously it's slowing it down, right?
Right.
But we're going to have our guy with HuxWorks on it as, at one point as well to talk about that and all these ideas and not doing them. So HuxWorks, check them out. Awesome flow-through technology. Camo Fire, didn't hit that earlier, but yeah, download the app. Check out those rotating deals. I mean, it's basically, actually, this will come out in August. So,
I think they're, was it Camo Fire or was it Black Ovis that was doing the deal? If you buy something, they're going to throw something extra in there. I think it was Camo
Fire. That sounds like Camo Fire.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Camo Fire.
You buy one, you know, you buy some whatever, you get a free hat.
Get a free t-shirt or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
On X, use our code MWW20 for 20% off. We actually were just on X before we started recording, looking at some possible hunting spots.
Yeah, hopefully get something going for sure.
Yeah, that's another thing that's taking a back seat is,
you know, I've got everything going.
Two cameras out currently. One of them has been dead for 2 weeks, and I have not been out to change a battery. I still have not put a camera over mineral at another place.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done much with, you know, like looking at stuff and putting – me and you did do one day's worth of work, which was good. Because we at least got some stands hung.
Got some stands over at my spot.
Yeah.
What did we do over at yours?
We
did stands over
there,
too.
We put the two-man up, and then we took down that we put two two-mans up.
Yeah, and we took the two hang-ons down.
Yeah, and we put a two-man up in its place. I forgot about that. Yes. Hell, I thought we just did one.
No, we did two.
Yeah.
And then we put two at my spot.
Yeah.
So
we got some stuff done, but not near as much as we were hoping to do. And
right.
You know, I guess that's life. I always feel like September 1st is like the cutoff for me to get my stuff done. When you really think about it, we could get into the season and still be getting work done.
Sure. That's what's nice about having the saddles too. Like, yeah, sure, you can't take the boys with the saddles, but
I think
it's nice having
Cade in a saddle.
Yeah,
I think he would.
I gave mine away. Earl to give you one, but you got two, don't you?
No, I've got. I'd have to get him one. He's too small for the other one I've got. But
yeah.
Anyway, check out Camo Fire. Reveal cameras by Tacticam. We just talked about cameras.
Yeah, I got three out. So
nice. You're beating me.
Two of them, I've only had to change the battery in one. The other two have solar, haven't had any problems.
Yeah.
So,
both of mine are in the timber, and the one that's dead, we did have solar on it last year, and I think it probably helped it.
But it was in the timber.
So. But it was in the timber, but it was like in an opening.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just haven't been out there to mess with it yet. So check them out, Reveal Cameras. The new Ultras are pretty cool.
Oh, they're pretty sweet.
No complaints whatsoever.
Have you messed with the live feature yet?
I did. I've checked it out.
Yeah.
Yep. It takes a minute. You have to be patient.
Yeah. Like you gotta. It's not instant.
No.
You gotta.
Like it goes through some steps, and then when it actually goes live, it'll be black. The screen, or at least for me, the screen was black for like 30 seconds, and I was like, "What's wrong?"
Not for me.
And then it. Well, remember that spot where that camera is shitty service.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder if it's taking a little extra just to get that done, or maybe it was my internet. I don't think I've done it since I got my big boy internet.
Right.
So who knows? But check them out. Jason Patterson, Land Team, Whitetail Properties. I don't think he's got anything specific right now that he wanted to discuss, but, I mean, right now is a great time for – he's had a lot of smaller tracks, or he did had a lot of smaller tracks for sale, and so that would be something to check out. You don't have to close the box all pretty.
It was bothering me.
Give him a call, 816-824-6282. Spoiler alert, that is the show we might be doing next week. I just need to send a text. So
figure out the time.
Jason, I'll text you. Hopefully before you hear this. And then let's see who else. Lucky Buck. I've done a crap job this year. The worst job I've done the last 5 years of getting Lucky Buck out.
I've done good, but those rains that we got pretty much washed a lot of my crap away.
It doesn't wash it away, though.
It's not like, all of it.
Yeah.
But it definitely washes.
Like, by one spot, it just turns into a
pool
but it's all...
Well, that's a problem on some of mine. Like, I've dug it out a little bit where it is a pool.
Yeah.
But if we get enough rain, which we got, like, I want to say Monday.
It flows.
Monday we had, like, 4 inches, and, like, 2 days later we had, like, 3 inches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just washes some of it away.
Yep.
So, I need to go back refresh them up. Might do something different.
I need to get some stuff done this week is my hope before we go.
At least throw a new battery in that one spot.
I want to throw a battery in that one spot when I get a damn camera over the mineral at the other one.
Yeah.
Because Andy's been telling me he sees some decent deer out there. And I'm
really?
Oh, great, cool.
You got one on one of your spots.
Shit.
He looks real good.
You mentioned a potential name for him.
Yeah.
I think Russell and I have a name for him.
Oh, yeah? What'd you come up with?
You're going to love it. That wide one.
That wide one?
You know, well, it's a play on the making fun of people.
Right.
I think that's what Russell said. I was like, dude, we got a nickname this dude. And
I said, Moose. I have, for
you said Moose, and then Russell's like, that wide one. I kind of just want to do that one.
Yeah.
That wide one.
I had wide guy there
so
for a bit.
He's wide.
Yeah. Oh, he's super wide.
And he's good looking, dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be he needs to get more length on his antlers.
Sure, but
we got another
time.
Month.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
There's some time.
A couple more weeks. We'll see. But I think he's going to get that length, but he's definitely, I mean, he's every bit as wide as that one.
I think he's wider.
He might be. And he's got more points.
Yeah.
He's technically an 11-pointer, I believe.
Right. Yeah, split G1s, I believe.
It looks like he's either got a split G1 on the right side or a G2 right off the G1,
uh-huh.
Essentially. Can't really tell if they're coming off the same spot or not, but he's a good-looking deer. He's definitely... however, he's not going to be easy to kill.
No, because the farm he's at is it's just hard to hunt,
yep.
And you never know if they're going to be there or not.
Right. So I'm not, and actually he hasn't been on camera in, I mean, I'm not worried about it, but he hasn't been on camera in a week or so, maybe a little longer. But
yeah,
that doesn't bother me.
I'm looking at mine right now. I've gotten two that are potential shooters, whatever. Potsy, which I don't know if
that's,
you listen.
Yeah.
That's the one my
Lainey daughter,
named. He's freaking, he'll be a stud. I think he's going to be just a 10 point, but super, super tall. Looks like he's going to have good mass. He's going to be a good deer.
Yeah.
And then I got another one that I kind of just need to see him finish out and see what he's going to do. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what they turn into.
See what happens.
Yeah. There's always potential of something else coming in too. So,
yeah. And then last but not least, Midwest Gunworks.
Midwest
Check them out.
Gunworks.
Yeah. They obviously all kinds of awesome stuff. I'm on a shotgun kick because of the whole coyote thing, and I need to get out and do that.
You have shotguns.
No, I'm saying I do, yeah. But I need to, like, pattern them so you're thinking about, like, all this stuff. They got all kinds of gear for shotguns,
yeah.
Rifles, you name it. So check out Midwest Gunworks. Great place to find your ammo or gun-related parts needs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's our sponsors. All right, good show.
We'll talk to you guys later. No, just kidding.
I did say, do you think we could do a 15-minute podcast?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm freaking tired.
Oh, I bet, dude. What'd you say you had to get up at, like,
4:30? 4:30 or, like, 5 o'clock today to go to freaking softball games. And the worst part was it was already 85 degrees when they started.
Dude, that's what – it sucks
It wasn't
so
even
bad.
Like, hey, this is at least nice. It wasn't even – it was still hotter than death. And then they won – they won their first game and then immediately played another game and just they gassed out. I mean, we're not really – our team isn't set up to play back-to-back-to-back-to-back. We just – it's hard for us to do that. So so they gassed out and we got done. And, I mean, hell, we were done by one. But I just felt like I was dead after that. So came home. I fell asleep, which was nice.
Dude, I took a nap today
because
I was feeling like crap. I've been doing that carnivore diet or whatever, and yesterday I broke my diet because I went over my halfway mark where I want to be, mm-hmm. And so Amy
celebrate.
I celebrated. Amy made me this dessert thing, and dude, I can't do that, man. I went a little too hard in the pain, I guess, and it just wrecked me. And so I've kind of felt
center
like,
a little too hard there, bud.
Yeah, so I think I just kind of went a little too hard with it and just kind of felt like crap all day. I've had a pretty chill weekend, honestly. Amy's had a bunch of stuff going on, so I've just been at home taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to – I need it to drop about 10 to 15 degrees so I can actually want to go out and, like, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know how to do anything right now.
Yeah, no. It's so damn hot. It takes the life out of you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's horrible.
And then, you know, working out in it all day, that just sucks.
Right.
When you get home, you just want to sit underneath.
And I feel like I've been – so you know how I feel about the heat, obviously.
Right.
I'm a hot-natured person. I sweat a lot. I was in freaking Alabama in the late parts of July for softball. So every day I was outside just miserable. Then the beach is just even worse because then you get sweaty and sandy.
Yeah.
Right? So a guy like me, the beach is hell. No fun. Then we come back and right back to another tournament, and it's hotter here than it is in Alabama now.
Yeah.
So, like, I just feel like I've been sitting outside. And the thing about it, you just stand there. You just sit out there in the sun the whole time. You don't, like, you know, get any work done or whatever, you know, as a parent that's watching or helping coach or whatever. It's just you're standing there.
Do y'all take, like, a cover or anything?
No. We used to take, a canopy, but Becca's got a little cover on her
chair,
and then I'm in the dugout, so I usually just, like, find the shady spot and stay there. But and then this weekend, like I said, it was just sticky. There's a team from South Dakota in this tournament.
Oh, I bet they were in hell. Oh, they were miserable because they don't have the humidity out there.
I would guess they don't have it like we do.
It's too windy to have humidity out there.
It is very windy there, yeah. So
I want to go hunt whitetails there for some reason.
It'd be fun.
I want to go hunt whitetails out in the open plains sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, rolling hills.
Spot and stalk.
Yeah.
I would fail. I can almost guarantee you I'd fail. I'm too impatient.
Well, definitely. A few times. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think that would be a lot of fun doing
what that. I think what would happen is I would be like, there's a deer. And I would try to run and kill that deer. Like,
right.
I would go too fast.
Well, yeah.
That's
sure
what would happen.
First few times.
Yeah.
You might learn, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it first try. But
just lob the arrow in.
Yeah. I saw Tim Wells take a 100-yard shot out there.
Well, there's a difference between you and Tim Wells.
Dude, Tim Wells, we should have him on. He's awesome. He just
– Slock master.
Yeah, he's the craziest shot guy I've ever
seen,
you know, watch. No sights, just all feel. Just
getting after it.
Yeah, just nuts.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, it's – it's hot. It's hot right now, but it's just like – Every year we say this, oh, crap, season's right around the corner, we're not ready. But
which, I mean, I'm ready.
I'm ready for the season. I don't feel ready.
See, I feel fine because I have shot my bow.
Yeah.
Feel good about that.
I have too, but
I need to shoot more just to keep up with it. But I've been, you know, I do have a few cameras out in my main spot. It's kind of up in the air on what we're going to do as far as other properties go still. So just getting back with people and kind of figuring out the numbers and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And on those, you know, that's when that freaking saddle comes in handy. You know,
you
throw some cameras and, you know,
I think
there.
That's why I'm saying I'm not ready is I always have a lot more cameras out than I do right now.
Right.
I don't have Caden's bow. Caden's grown again, and so I've got to get his bow resized for him, and I got to get him over to
– You think is he going to use that this year?
So I'm going to take him over to Aerodynamics.
What poundage is he at right now?
Like 22, but I think he can get close. I think he's
– I bet he –
I think he's – so he's a freshman
40,
in high school
right?
now.
Probably,
I think he can be over 40.
Yeah.
So – anyway, I got to get him reset up, and if he can be around 40, I think I'll let him try to he wants to hunt with it this year.
Yeah.
It's 20, just a matter
you
of
you know, 20 yards and in sort of thing.
Right, yeah. So, but, like, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, one of those deals where you're just like, crap, I'm not ready.
Which I need to get the crossbow up and going for the kids.
The littles.
Yeah, mostly for Lawson. I still think my daughter's just not into it for whatever reason.
It is what it is. I mean, I failed my daughter as well.
Did she ever go at all?
No.
She never went once?
I think that's why she, like, I don't think I ever took her enough.
Early enough?
Early that she ever wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but on hindsight, I took mine. I mean, I can remember when she was 4.
Yeah.
You know, we all went hunting together and stuff.
I do remember that.
So, I don't know. I think it's harder for girls to get into it. Just...
That's probably true. I don't know why that would be the case,
yeah.
You know? I mean, obviously, hunting... How do I say this without sounding horrible? Like, there's blood, and there's, you know... So, I would see where, like, it's a little more manly, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
But, I don't think that it's... I think it's been traditionally more of what men do.
Right.
And so that's why you see more men in the sport than you do women. But obviously there's plenty of women that are freaking badasses sure. that do it. I don't know why my particular daughter didn't want to hunt and then why, you know, Brinley is not doing it. But, I mean, Kylie's definitely more of a girl's girl, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Then she is like a tomboy.
Same with Brinley.
But, you know, I know a lot of, like, hunters that are girls that are hunters.
Right.
You know, so who knows? I mean, just not her thing. And maybe she'll, like, maybe when she's in her mid-20s, when maybe she'll want to go with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to, like, but currently right now she has told me if she goes with me, she will scream at the deer when she, if she sees them
that might
so
just
that
be
they
talk.
Run away.
Won't you just do it this way? Won't you just be like, let's just go out and
just
watch them.
Chill. And
we don't even have to take a weapon. Just go out
not
and
a bad
watch
idea.
Them.
Take her out to Andy's.
Yeah.
That'd be a good spot to just be like, let's go sit in the blind. Be comfortable.
It's corn over there this year, ain't it?
I don't remember. I think it is.
I mean, that sucks because then you got to wait for it to get out.
Right.
So that kind of stinks for that blind.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of what – there's just a lot of stuff up in the air for us on our season so far. So, mm-hmm. like, I feel uneasy about it. And, like I said, just a lot of crap happening this summer that makes life so damn busy. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how much I'm going to get to hunt. Like, if you think about it, it's my daughter's senior year yeah. for the listeners, and I don't want to miss pretty much anything. I know I got to go out of town for 2 days for work. I'm missing 2 softball games, and that pisses me off. Like, I just don't want to miss anything.
Right.
And then it's my son's freshman year. And so he's going to be playing football twice a week. He'll be on JV and varsity. I'm assuming the freshman will dress. So then that's 2 nights a week I'll be. So, and then the other one's going to be playing middle school football.
Yeah.
So that's another night a week for football. So I might be a weekender, I mean, or as much as I can type of guy.
Well, my year is going to be different this year too. So Brinley, she made a comp volleyball team.
Uh-huh.
And it starts November.
Welcome to the shit show.
Starts in November. So, yeah.
That's welcome to the shit show.
Yeah.
Competitive sports.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
The falling of America.
Lawson's going to do football, flag. I'm not sure exactly what his schedule is going to be yet. I would assume that'd be over in October sometime. Yeah. So, but the tournaments for the volleyball, they'll be on the weekends
yep.
during November. Or sometime in there.
Volleyball sucks ass. Not that it sucks ass. I mean, I've heard that, like, it can be an all day. It can be worse than softball tournaments. Like,
sometimes.
All day.
Like, she's not doing, like, a crazy one. Like, it's all local tournaments.
Sure.
So, which, yeah. that's nice. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's Saturdays.
sort and Sundays. Of
thing. And that's usually when what I can hunt for yeah. the most part now anyways.
Yep.
I need Trump to really fix that
daylight savings
yeah. time so I can get
like
a little bit
too.
In the evenings.
Welcome to the shit show, my friend.
Yeah.
It is weird, like, comp sports, just to get off on a soapbox, really. Like, I think comp sports are ruining sports.
I agree.
And I think there's positive things about comp sports, but I think it's been taken to extremes.
Yeah.
Both from parents chasing dreams that are their own for their kids, and then also, like, I think even colleges have gotten lazy with recruiting, you know, because, like, all these comps teams just come to them, and, you know, just to me it's kind of made sports more competitive but less fun.
I can see that
overall, but at the same time, like, you do develop relationships that you wouldn't have otherwise. Like, if you just did, like, what I did growing up, and probably you. Like, you played in your city, and if you were, like, a really good player, at the end of the year, you got to play on the tournament team for a month. And you guys, like, went to a couple tournaments in the city,
yeah.
you know, or whatever. And that's what you did. And so I didn't really know guys from other towns. Like, you know, that wasn't really a thing. Well, now, like, my daughter, like, the girl she's played softball with, I was just talking about earlier. I mean, there's only one girl on her team from her school. Everybody else is from other places. And she's developed some really awesome relationships with them. Like, I'm not saying that I feel like these girls are my daughters, but, like, I've known some of these girls for 6-7 years now.
Right.
Real seen close. Them turn in from, like, you know, I'm not going to name names, but one girl, like, when she first started playing with Kylie was down on herself all the time. She didn't think she was a good player, and now she's just this freaking badass, mm-hmm. you know, at 18 years old. And it's just like, it's cool to see
get the confidence of it.
And she's going to play in college. And so it's kind of like, that's really cool to see. But there's other things that are just, it's sometimes it's a cesspool.
In my opinion, it's just too much. Like, we got a guy at work that his son, he'll be a junior, I believe. Mm-hmm. Junior year, and he's baseball. And oh, it's yeah. baseball tournaments. Yep.
All the time.
So the guy that works, he's almost had to take off. Almost, they've started tournaments like Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how some people can do it. Like,
with
jobs,
a normal job?
With normal jobs.
Yeah, you're the one that's going to be the one that's screwed. Because you have a normal job. You still have a, like, flexibility, I would say,
sure.
compared to a lot of people. But not like me.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine, like, if you had to go to the city every day and work 9 to 5, how much you would miss.
Yeah.
Actually, school sports are not as bad. Like, not even as good. Or just as bad, excuse me. Like, Kylie's softball games start at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Some people work till, I mean, like, if you had a job where you couldn't leave, you'd miss all your kids' games.
3 to 5, you know. Yeah. 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock is usually when people get off.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so, I'm blessed to be able to do that. I would assume, like, when you're in, when your daughter's in school and, you know, maybe she's got games at 4 o'clock, you will be able to make it to those games.
Right.
But, yeah, it's definitely crazy. Kylie's little boyfriend, he's a really good baseball player. And that's how, like, his team is. They play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every week.
Some of them are out of state, too.
Like the one we went in Alabama. It was during the week in Alabama.
Yeah. Which, though, you don't really do those too often, do
you? Kylie's team usually does one trip a year, one big trip.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of teams, like, she's got a high school teammate that she travels every weekend somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's just – I mean, obviously, every family's a little different, but we don't, number one, have the money we want to spend on traveling, especially when our daughter doesn't want to go far away for college. So why do we need to go to California for tournaments and, you know, even Alabama, to be honest with you, for a tournament or Colorado. But some are like every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to – I know he went to St. Louis. He went up to Iowa. Mm-hmm. He went South Dakota or something. Like, he's been all over.
Yeah.
All over. It's just – it baffles me. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too, because if you think about it, like, if your only goal playing comp sports is to get a college scholarship and you spend – like, you're on one of those teams that travels every weekend somewhere else. You know, if you would have just saved all the money that you spent in travel
– you could have paid for the college.
You could have just paid for the college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now – like I said, if that's your only goal, but that's not usually the only goal. Obviously, you're getting to play some cool baseball, softball, whatever sport, and then maybe you get to, you know, get to college. But even that's getting harder because of the whole transfer rules and all kinds of stuff that I'm not going to get into on our show because it has nothing to do with hunting. But
no, this has to do with hunting.
Yeah,
right,
like, everybody's like, these guys are talking about sports.
What are these guys talking about?
We literally have no – I had a couple, like, loose questions I was going to talk about.
I looked up some questions, too.
Did you chat GPT some stuff?
No, it's something else.
Oh. Microsoft Copilot. But, so, yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Let's talk about hunting.
Let's do it. What questions did you have?
I was just, like, I remember writing down, so, the OKest Hunter, Eric Clark, put out a video several months ago about what we fight about in the hunting community.
Okay. Like
what we're always fighting about. And I thought that'd be a good show, too. But I was going to ask you, like, what are your, like, top three pet peeves about the hunting world?
One of them.
You know, it had to be three, but it was just.
Yeah.
Like, what is your biggest pet peeves?
One is, and I don't know this, I don't know why this bothers me so much, but, like, if you ever watch a hunting show, they always have some portion of it where they're shooting their bow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're aiming for at that target, but it seems like they're never hitting, like, where the target should be. Does that make sense?
No.
To me, it looks like...
That is not something I've ever thought about.
Like, if you watch them, you know, let's just say they had a morel target or something like that.
Yeah.
It never seems like they're hitting bullseyes. And that bothers the shit out of me.
Like, I did not expect that to be one of your answers.
Right? That's one of my pet peeves.
Basically, you feel like it's, like, part of the show. It's not, like, legitimate.
No.
They're just like showing you.
Yeah, they're just shooting. You know, they went on a trip. They're here. They need to make sure their bow's right. And I'm just like, well, you missed.
That would have went by, into the trees.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, you missed by like 3 or 4 inches. You're at 20 yards. You know, what I would assume they were aiming at sort of stuff. And maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe they're aiming something different, but it just kind of throws me off a little bit. I'm like, why would you even do that? So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping they're better bow shots than what it shows.
If they got to show up, they probably are.
That's, yeah.
Dude, you hear about that dude that freak? Who was the guy that, like, all these sponsors are dropping him?
I haven't paid attention.
Just like on recently. Everybody's yelling into their freaking.
Like a big name?
Yeah, big name. Like all these big time sponsors are dropping this dude.
Why?
Because he got caught cheating or he got caught poaching.
Wasn't Bomar, was
no,
it?
Well, no.
I mean, that's already been over
that one's
and done.
Over with. I don't remember. Someone's going to have to educate me.
Dude, you're going to have to look that up.
I'm trying to think of like one of the sponsors that did. Bear Archery was one of them.
Bear? Who's?
Bear Archery.
The only one that I know that shoots bears that.
Hold on. Here's their statement. They dropped Matthew Jennings, host of the Game Hunting Show.
Matthew Jennings. I don't know if I know that guy. I don't.
I'll be honest. I wasn't positive who he was either, but I saw like 7 big names drop him. And so he apparently was a big name in the hunting game. And he got caught poaching or something, which is a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
There's one of my pet peeves, poaching.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. I've never watched that stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot. So.
The only like real, I watch some stuff on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
But just a few here and there. I'm not a big.
Honestly, I watch more coyote hunting on YouTube than I do deer now.
I'll get into trends. I'll watch that for a bit.
Yeah,
I like watching the Midwest whitetail guys.
Well, and I like watching like Heartland Bowhunter.
Yeah, Heartland Bowhunter.
It's funny. I'm starting to watch people I know.
Yeah,
like guys I like and know. So, like, that's why I think I'm watching a lot of coyote stuff. I'll watch Austin stuff.
Yeah.
I'll watch Corey when he's on, like, Fox Pro. I'll watch John. Mm-hmm. Started watching, oh, my gosh, the dude I just had on. Why does his name just fall out
Jared?
Of my head?
Is it
no,
Jared?
That's not correct.
Reef.
Oh, this is aggravating me. Joe.
Joe.
Joe Worth.
Worth.
Thank you. And so, you know, that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I don't have time to watch a lot, so.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but he got busted.
Hey, you can't fuck around, man.
Fuck around, find out. F-O. F-A-F-O.
The thing about, like, the whole baiting thing and being
I don't think it was baiting. I don't think it was baiting. It sounds like it was he killed a deer, crossed state lines, said he killed it somewhere else, then went back to the other place and killed another deer there.
I heard somebody was telling me about that. It was Kansas.
Yep,
he was
Kansas
over,
and Oklahoma.
He killed one in Kansas, brought it over to Missouri.
No, Oklahoma.
So he took it down to Oklahoma. I thought it was Missouri, but yeah, a guy at work was telling me about it or whatever, but I don't remember.
I was just reading about it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, if you got, assuming that he's some bigwig, you know, or, you know, has the opportunity to do all this hunting, it's like, why would you dick around with that? Like,
it's not worth
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
You know?
Not worth it at all. But that's one of my, there's one of Nate's. Poaching.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve. That wasn't my number one pet peeve, but would have been one of them, I'm guessing.
What's your thoughts on baiting?
I'm not against it. I don't think it's that big a deal. To be honest with you, food plots are baiting.
Like, sure.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's an argument.
Or if you mow standing corn, how is that not any different than just putting a freaking feeder out,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really care states where it's legal, you know. And I've also heard where it doesn't really make it easier to hunt the deer,
because right.
A lot of mature bucks now, I've never baited a deer in my life, so I don't know this for a fact, but I have heard, listening to other podcasts, other shows, actually I think, didn't we have somebody on that baits mm-hmm. in different states?
I think he was Kentucky or something.
And so
like
he was telling us how a lot of those, you don't actually hunt the bait, you got to hunt like
downwind
where you think they're going to be coming to the bait and get them like before, because a lot of them will be nocturnal on the bait. Like a lot of mature bucks will be nocturnal when they get to the bait, so you're not helping yourself.
Right.
But I don't give a shit. We all, like, if you think about it, minerals kind of bait. Kind of. You're putting something on the ground that you want them to come to. Isn't that baiting? Like, I mean, it's not obviously food, but so to me, if they legalized it, is what I'm saying, I would not give a shit.
Right. Wouldn't change your plan of it.
And plenty of people do it anyway illegally.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Which is a pet peeve.
Quit breaking the law, asshole.
Quit breaking the law. Speaking of that, you saw we talked about the new Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore
came out. I watched it the night it came out.
Yep, same. It was one of the most, I don't know. It was the gayest thing we've ever done. Me, my buddy Jacob, Alan, Matt, we all got together. We made the wives.
Been held hands.
Yeah, we made the, like, you guys are going to have to get out of here.
Gay.
We're going to watch this.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about it forever. You know?
I'll say this. So, we talked about it already. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't going to be as good as the original.
Sure.
But Anchorman 2 was also good, not as good as the original.
Sure.
But what I was worried about was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that one was bad.
The second Dumb and Dumber was maybe one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, agree.
Obviously, the first Dumb and Dumber is a classic.
Yeah.
And I was worried that was going to happen. And I think they pretty well hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. We talked. I didn't like the whole crazy golf at the end.
Yeah,
I wish they would have done something different.
Just
but
kept it traditional golf and came up with a better.
It was still good.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was still good.
It definitely had some funny parts in it and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fine. It was an okay movie.
Yeah, it was. I laughed and enjoyed myself.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. It was good. So
he killed his wife, though.
Yeah. That one was kind of like, oh, dang. Oh, damn. That happened within the first 5 minutes.
Damn.
Didn't know we were going that deep. But
his sons reminded me of my sons.
Just
fighting all the time. Yeah.
I think that's just boys.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So we got another pet peeve?
Pet
or
peeve.
Do you want to ask a question?
Pet peeve.
You caught me off guard on that first one.
Yeah.
Maybe you're being like super specific and I'm a little more broad on mine.
No.
It's hard for me to look at you right now.
Why?
Just, you have shaved your head for 20 freaking years and you've had a mane? Mane?
I think it's a mane.
You've had a mane on your head.
I know.
I mean, you're like look at you.
This is,
it's like flowing locks.
This is by far the longest my hair's ever been.
And you don't even, like, you're not even bald. There's not even a receding hairline,
really. There's definitely still there. It's just covered up a little bit.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah, I kind of effed up. My wife says I can't cut it off now.
She's
like, I didn't know you had this. You're going to have to keep this.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Even when when you had hair, it was super short.
Right. Like, yeah, back in high school and stuff.
You didn't
I've never had, long, long hair.
Meanwhile,
I can remember.
I'm just going bald.
Have you tried growing it out?
Oh, I've tried.
Have you, really let it go?
I mean, I'm doing it right now, but it doesn't ever, fill in. Like, it won't be like you, I can promise
you.
Well,
mine's not really filled in that much.
No.
Like, if
mine's, thin.
Mine's thin.
No, not like that.
If I comb in a certain way, it looks like I got a damn corn rows up there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking cornfield, you know, where you drive through and you just in the lines.
It's, yeah. No, but it's just, okay, anyway, pet peeve.
I don't know. I hate it when people diss other people when it comes to size of deer.
Okay, that's a good one. That's similar to my main one.
And I say that, I used to be a part of that group that would.
Okay.
So, going up west and stuff, it was kind of a big deal. Like, if you shot a small deer, you kind of...
Up north, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got some shit. You know, the first buck I killed up there was not a big buck.
So
don't really remember getting much shit. I was younger.
I don't agree with you on that one.
What do you mean?
I don't agree with you on your group flipping shit to each other. If you guys are 150 inches or smaller, we don't shoot, and someone shoots at 140 and you guys get flip shit, that is a group of friends.
Sure.
I definitely agree with you though, on social media.
Right.
Somebody will shoot a deer and they're all happy and someone's like, gosh, you know, you're shooting little bucks.
Passed up three of those already this
year. That ties into my pet peeve, which is I hate when people have opinions on what other people do legally with their tags.
Right.
Isn't that basically the same thing?
Kind of the same thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's my tag. I harvested it the way I wanted to.
It's my tag. It's my either permission piece or my public ground.
You can take your opinion and put it somewhere where – never mind.
Yeah.
I'll be nice. But take your opinion and keep it, you know. Right. I don't need it. That bothers me. And the hunting community is a really good community, but that's something that bothers me about us is sometimes I feel like we're judgmental for no freaking reason.
Yeah.
Like, you have to remember what you choose to shoot – is different for you, means something different for you than it means to me. And what I choose to shoot means something totally different. Like, I'm trying to think of, okay, Greg Gleisinger, you know?
Yep.
Great guy. We've had him on our show multiple times. He has shot, I don't know how many deer over 200 inches. He would likely not shoot 160-inch deer this year if he saw it. He's passes those all day long because he's shot plenty of those.
Yeah.
And he shot bigger. I'm not going to pass a 160 this year. Greg would be very happy for me if I shot a 160. Greg is not the same. We're not in the same, like, field when it comes to what we're wanting to accomplish hunting wise right now.
I think that's property specific.
It's property specific, but even if it wasn't, it doesn't matter. Like, we're on different paths of our journeys when it comes to hunting. You know what I'm saying? So why would he be unhappy for me, which he wouldn't be. He would be happy for me.
Right.
That I killed a 160, let's say. I hope I do. That'd be cool. No less than I would be happy that he killed a 220. No less than I should be happy that my son killed a 110-inch deer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We should all just be happy that someone else killed a deer, they're happy with it, they're going to eat it, and it was legal. Now, if it's illegal, I got an opinion.
Well, it was a shot with a crossbow by a able-bodied person.
I'll be happy for him. I might give him a little shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the same.
I said I might give him a little shit in good faith.
I would. Like, if I didn't know him, no. But if I knew you, I'm gonna give you.
I'm gonna give you a little shit. Now, I will say, like, there are some people, like, they don't have time to go out and shoot their bow a bunch, and a crossbow's easier for them. Like, okay, I guess I get it. You know,
but there's definitely people that are out there that just don't.
100%, 100%, and that's I'd flip you a little shit, but you did shoot it legally,
Robin Belzer.
If you're
Robin Belzer, he definitely could, if he wanted to, practice with a compound, but no, he's gonna pick out that.
So crossbow. You just flip your buddy a little shit, you know? But that's not the same as what I see on the internets sometimes.
Right.
On the internet, I'm just like, I wish I could just be a dickhead to everybody on the internet. Yeah. That is a
I don't have the time to just, because you want to rip everyone's ass. Like, dude, just leave them alone. Let them do their thing.
Let them live their life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's my – I think so. That pet peeve is, like, very closely related, I would
very
say.
Very similar.
Yeah. But whatever. What are some of the questions you got?
Oh, let's see here.
You're always prepared.
Okay, this is a good one for you. Youth. At what age do you think it is ethical to introduce children to hunting, and what – that's a big word. I don't know. Should they have before taking any animal's life? I don't know how to say
prerequisites.
That. Prerequisites. Yeah.
Hey. Say it again.
Prerequisites.
Prerequisites.
Yeah.
What you
said.
Love it.
What you said.
I think you can introduce them as young as,
yeah,
you know, 6 months. No.
Let's be realistic.
I mean, I'd say you can take them out as early
I think
as.
The earlier, the better.
Yeah. I would say earlier,
as far
the better.
As introducing
even a baby. Like, if I were to, like, kill a deer and I brought it home to show the kids, if I had a newborn, not a newborn, but, you know, like a 3-month-old, bring them out, let them touch antlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them eyeballs. See the deer.
They always want to touch the eyeballs, too. Yeah, have you noticed that? Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing.
What are the prerequisites? What was the second part?
Yeah.
To killing something?
Yeah, and what word should they have before taking an animal's life?
So this is just me as a dad, the way I did it. Okay, once again, I don't give a fuck how any other dad does it.
Right.
It's your kid, not mine. But what I did was I wanted my sons to experience hunting without being a hunter. So, like, I took all of them hunting with me, and I wanted them all to see a dead deer before it was their deer.
Okay.
So they all got to – now, Caden was with me when I killed a deer. Chase was with me when I killed a deer. However, Chase killed a deer before he was with me that when I killed a deer. But he saw a dead deer before that.
Right.
So, like, I just want them out in the woods to see what hunting is. And then I would like, they need to practice on whatever weapon we're going to be hunting with. And they need to be as good as they should be at it. I don't need them to be some marksman, but they should be able to hit a spot. So, like, Caden, when he killed his first deer with a crossbow, I knew that he could hit something within 30 yards and he can take that shot. So if a deer came in at 45, I wasn't going to let him shoot at it because we hadn't practiced out there. With a gun, you know, anything 100 yards or so, I was perfectly fine with. Anything between 100 to 200, I knew that they could shoot, but they needed to have plenty of time to do it and not have, you know, feel rushed.
Not rushed.
You know, so I think as long as, like, they're practicing and they feel comfortable taking the shot, then, you know, that should be the prerequisites.
Yeah. What about you? I agree. I feel like I might have let Lawson with that deer he killed last year. I feel like I let him shoot a little bit further than what I was comfortable with him shooting. Because, I mean, most of the time we were shooting at 100 yards, and he ended up shooting, and he did an amazing job right in the pump station.
Yes, he did.
It was like 220-something yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I let him do it. He did it, so can't really say much about it now.
But looking back on it, though, would you have been prepared for him failing there?
It would have been rough.
Like, if he would have missed.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
What would you think he would have – how do you think he would have
responded? I think he definitely would have been disappointed.
Think he would have cried?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably so.
So, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
They're
young kids.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he was six.
Yeah.
He might have been seven at that point, depending on what – I can't remember what season it was we went to that.
Yeah. But
I mean, this year, hopefully, we get more time behind the gun or behind the crossbow.
Right.
One of the two, whichever. Because, I mean, ideally, I'd like for him to get one during youth season. I don't think we were – it wasn't youth season, was it?
No. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it was regular rifle season.
I can't remember.
Or was it the second doe season?
But he could have shot a buck because I remember having that conversation with Andy.
It would have been rifle season because I killed the second one early with a bow during rifle season. Yeah, I would say it was just regular rifle season. Could be wrong.
I know there was snow on the ground.
Yeah, there was.
But yeah, because Andy gave him the okay if a buck came out.
Yeah, because we made a deal. I can't remember what the deal was now, but
like we had to get him a replica or,
Or
a pitcher.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
one of those
3D
pitchers or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, being prepared as the parent for them to fail would, I think, be the biggest thing. Like, how would they, for instance, Caden failed. Was it last year?
Yeah.
It was?
Pretty sure.
It was the year before. And that was the one that I took, like, it was not his fault. I should have, we shot at a deer, we've told the story, but he shot at a deer laying down.
Yeah.
Or bedded down. It wasn't, like, laying all the way on the ground. And I thought he hit it. He didn't. And, you know, he got upset about it. And I actually was not expecting that. The morning we went back when I verified that there was no blood and I think it hit him that he wasn't going to find a deer, you know, he got upset. And I was not thinking that was going to be the case. So I wasn't necessarily prepared as the parent to, you know, make him feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried, obviously, but... You know, I mean, that hurt me a little bit because that was my fault, you know. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, or doesn't know what he's doing yet. So, you know, that's kind of make you feel like shit. But, I mean, that's part of hunting, too, is failing.
I got a question as a dad. So, Caden will be, what, 16?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm what?
15.
He's going to be 15?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be 15.
Don't make him older than he is.
At what age are you going to let him go by himself?
Dude, I do not know. I don't want them to go by themselves. I want to go hunt them with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've thought about that, too.
But think about it. He's going to come to a point where you can't go.
Yeah, I know.
And
he's going to want to go on his own.
He's going to want to go.
I don't know, man. I'm scared. I'm scared for that day because I know it's coming soon.
Yeah.
He's going to ask me. I think he needs to be driving. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I
don't know what the legality of it is.
Like,
does he have his conservation yet?
Yeah, he took it. he took it in or
FFA. So I think if he has that, he can technically go by himself. I think so,
but I don't want him to yet. Sure. I want to be with him.
Right.
You know, I want to experience hunting with my sons.
Right.
And I don't think he wants to go on his own yet. I think the first thing will be, hey, can I go sit in a different spot than you? You know, like you sit here and I want to go sit over there or something. That'll be like probably the first step. And I'll be like, okay. But, you know, after that, but there's just so many things he's got to learn. He's got to learn how to climb a tree safely. If I get him a saddle, like I want to make sure he's proficient with it. You know, I don't want to like, I don't want to be hanging in my stand wondering if my son made it up at the tree without dying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which I'm going to make, I would make him text me.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a good question. Yeah. Cause it's coming for me sooner than later.
Cause like me and my brother,
you guys were on your own a lot younger.
Yeah. We were young. If I had to guess, I was probably around 12. Yeah. My brother would have been around 15.
Yeah. Caden started older than Chase too.
Right.
Caden was my oldest. He kind of crept on me, like it crept up on me, like, oh crap, this kid's 10.
Yeah.
And then Chase was younger. Bennett will be, well, was already younger. But like Bennett's still older than Lawson as far as hunting goes. Bennett hasn't been a hunter yet.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. I guess he did. He was a hunter this year. Remember the day I took all three boys?
Yeah.
The 2 days and about went crazy?
Yeah.
He was technically a hunter that day.
Okay.
I think I got him a tag.
I feel like you did.
I think I did. Because I feel like if there was one really close, I was going to let him shoot.
Yeah.
And then one was coming close and then peeled off. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's true. But, yeah, he's got one. I remember now the Missouri app. But, anyway, yeah, that's a good question.
I guess it's just going to be like one of those things, wait till he asks and then go from there.
Go from there. Yeah, and then, yeah, as far as, like, them being ready, I mean, it's just part of it. I don't know. Like, Chase flipped me shit. He still flips me shit on that deer. I got my buck back right before we went to Alabama, and I said, Chase, where are we going to hang my deer? You mean my deer? You know?
Cause he,
which I mean, still flip you shit on, you know, Baraka. So.
Yeah.
Because he was technically I've told the story, but he was kind of the hunter that night. I wanted him to be the shooter. And if we would have been flipped, I think he could have been the shooter. And I might have been able to get it set up for him.
I don't know, man. That deer was really close.
A lot closer than I thought. I knew he was close. I didn't realize he was like 5 yards after we went back.
I think it was seven. I think it was seven yards.
I felt like it was like 15, and then we went back and we're like, holy crap, he was like right there.
Yeah.
And he was there quickly, so I didn't have like any time. I basically saw
him. It wasn't seeing him coming.
No.
Hey, get ready. There's a deer right there.
And we've told the story, and it's a fun story. It's one of my favorite hunts.
Yeah.
The unnamed deer is one of my favorite deer. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But – you know, I'm sure he's a little sad that because it's kind of his fault, to be honest with you. So I'm going to blame the 12-year-old.
What did he do?
Well, when we first set up, it was I set him here because that's where I figured the deer would be coming from. And then I sat to his left. So Chase, Dad. And when we sat down, he didn't like his spot. So he wanted to switch. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And so we switched, so now it's Chase, Dad. Well, the deer came right here. Just like I was kind of thinking, he was going to come a little further, would have been, what, north?
Yeah.
From the north, and I would have had more time to get Chase set up because I had my bow sitting to my right, and then I had his crossbow right at my left foot, and then his little shooting sticks he had just in between his legs. And so the idea would have been see deer, pick crossbow up, set it for him, and then he shoots. Well, it just didn't go that way. That deer came in so fast at the end, and I don't even know if Chase saw him before I was drawn, to be honest. I know I squeezed his leg real hard.
Yeah. So he knew something was up.
So what my point is, Chase would have been the guy on the right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, like, if I would have been able to get him set up in time.
The only thing, if he had the crossbow in the
Wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been already up there because it was heavy enough that you don't just sit it up there the whole time. I would have had to pick his crossbow up and set it in there.
You almost need to take, like, your tripod mm-hmm. and put it on the clamp.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah, for situations like that. But that way, all you got to do is put a shoulder into it and ready to go. That
would have been cool, though.
Yeah.
Even cooler than the way it happened.
Right.
Watching him do that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. You got any more?
You reminded me of Chit. Have you seen that skit?
What skit?
It's a guy named Chit. I can't remember the name of it, but he's like, yeah.
I mean, I've seen a few of them.
Oh, they're hilarious. I like your purse, Janice. Oh, Janice, I didn't realize you had all that cake on you. What did you say? Okay.
Have you ever shot a deer and not been happy with it?
I've been surprised by one deer.
Okay. I can tell you which deer it is.
Okay, tell me which one.
It's the one in the corner over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with him. I'm happy I salvaged his meat. That was the biggest thing because I thought I was going to lose the meat.
Yeah.
And I didn't. But I did not. I thought he was that deer right there. I don't know if he's on YouTube. I don't know if you can see him or not. But I thought he was that deer. He was not. And that's all right. That's part of it. It ended up being a really cool story because I killed two deer within 5 days of each other.
Right.
I killed him that Tuesday, I think, and I killed him Saturday.
Yeah.
Before opening. So that was Tuesday before opening day of rifle, and then opening day of rifle, I killed him. So it was a cool, 5 days stretch. But, yes, that was a deer that I was like, shit, that's not him. And I think it was more so I've been after him that whole year. And so I just thought I had him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just positive it was him. It was one of those shots at last light that he came in so fast. I saw his antlers, and I'm like, yep.
That's him.
And if you look at those two deer, they're very similar. They're both 10-pointers. They're very similarly shaped.
Have you noticed that property throws a lot of 10s?
They do. It throws a lot of 10s.
Yeah.
All
most of my properties are throwing 8s.
Yeah. And that property you and I hunted last year threw a lot of 8s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of tall 8s, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, I wouldn't say I was, disappointed in him, but I was definitely like, you are not Scorpion.
Yeah.
How about you?
One. So, kind of the same situation, as far as I killed one with Amy. I killed my the first, big deer with Amy during bow season. I killed a 10-point with my bow. Amy was with me, one of the coolest hunts I've ever been on. And then went up north. And I killed an 8-point. And the 8-point, it was a younger 8-point. I think it measured out to 130. I was kind of disappointed a little bit in that one. I mean,
130 8-point's not bad.
No, it's not bad for what it was, but it was just one of those things I probably could have let that go.
Right.
Sort of thing. But it was kind of the same thing. Quick decision.
Quick decision.
Made it or whatever. It is what it is.
I've got an itchy trigger finger.
Yeah.
With a bow, for sure.
You really, unless it's one of those just megas, it's kind of hard to sit there and just, is that a big deer or is that a small deer?
Or am I just really excited?
Or am I just excited?
Yeah.
Because anytime, the year I killed Baraka, pretty sure it was that year, I was in the woods weekend before, whatever it was, and I remember I had this 8-point chasing these does around me.
It was with me.
This was at Kevin's.
Yeah, we were together.
Yeah. No, you weren't with me.
Is that a different?
This is because
remember we had that one.
Yeah, this
chasing.
This was with rifle.
Okay.
So I was out there and it was just cool, man. This buck was going after him, chasing around. And for a split second, I was like, man, if I shot this, it'd be kind of neat. But he finally stopped. I got a good look at it and watched him. Man, he is young.
Yeah.
He's tiny or whatever. So. You need some time to look at them. Those quick.
Yeah. And that's the only one I've ever. Now, the big 8 last year was a quick, but I knew it was him the second I saw him.
Right.
First off, I knew he was in there bedded. I assumed he was in there bedded from pictures we got that morning, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw his antlers, I knew it was him. So I didn't have to, it was quick. But other than him, he's the only one that was fast like that. Every other bow kill I've had has been. Nope, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, I like him. Yep, that's basket case. Or, you know, yep, that's Noob or whatever. I knew who they were or that they were a shooter, and I had plenty of time.
Yeah.
Like the second one I killed this year, I got to see him for 20 minutes.
Right. That was a badass story.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, cool. Like, most of them I've had that time. But those quick ones, yeah, I mean, you got to make a decision. Or it was quick and I knew that who that deer was immediately.
Yeah.
So, like, that deer that I told you I was disappointed in, quote unquote, I knew who he was. He showed up at that farm that week before rifle season. Hey, boys, you're about to be on camera. What are you doing? Oh, gosh.
What are they doing?
They're working out.
Oh, okay.
Say, stop playing with that stuff.
They got to get those sweaty palms. Got to get rid of the sweaty palms.
He showed up on the farm that week before.
Yeah.
And so I knew he was there. It's just, like I said, they're similar shapes, and it was a quick, and I just assumed it was, you know, scorpion.
But you're talking what, 20-inch difference?
40.
40-inch difference?
Almost 40. Well, yeah. Yeah, 30, 35. Yeah. It was I mean, once you saw him on the ground, you're like, okay. Hello, YouTube, he says.
Yeah.
It was, like, obvious. Yeah. After, well, as soon as I saw him on the ground, I'm like, damn, you are not who I thought you were. And I knew as soon as I saw him, I knew who he was. I knew he was that smaller 10. But like I said, it was just, I mean, he was like a 5-yard shot straight underneath me, and it was quick. I mean, he was running. It was the one that I didn't stop him.
Right.
We had just talked to Greg about not stopping about deer. Not stopping I hit him back. Like, it was this whole thing. So, yeah. I mean, but I didn't really give a shit. I mean, I was happy. Like I said, I was happy I got to eat him because he sat all night. We let him sit, and then I was like, damn, he's going to freaking – and then it got hot.
Mm.
And then as soon as we found him, he was just died. So that was good.
Which sucks, but good.
It was good that he just died as far as the meat goes. It was bad that he laid there all night alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we didn't push him. We recovered him.
Stayed on the farm.
Things went the way they needed to.
Yeah.
What else?
What, you don't get any more? All right, boys, let's settle down a little bit there.
Like working out, man. Getting
all right.
No more chalk after this time.
When it comes to high fence hunting, at what acreage is it?
Hey, shh.
At what acreage do you consider it actually hunting?
What acreage?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like,
okay. How big does a property have to be with a fence around it to where it's still considered hunting in your head?
All right, boys, go work out.
Yeah.
Minimum 1,000.
That was mine. Like, anything under 1,000.
And even that, I think.
But
those animals are so easy to figure out at that point.
Okay, let's.
Because they're probably feeding them.
Oh, yeah. More than likely.
You remember your buddy told a story about Argentina?
Yeah,
the kill. What was it called? The kill.
He called it the kill fence or the kill plot or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a feeding trough.
Yeah. So I would say minimum 1,000 yards or 1,000 acres.
Yeah. Which, I mean, to be honest, we're probably giving them too much credit. Like, think about it. How hard would it be? You have a 400 acre piece that has a fence around it. There's one 200-inch deer in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wild, let's call it a wild deer. It's not one of these pen-raised.
Right.
How hard would it be to hunt that thing still?
I mean,
it'd still be hard.
It'd still be hard, but I would say.
And you had a week to do it. You think you
I would say
it?
I could probably do it.
In a week?
I think a good hunter could figure out a deer in a week. If they knew they had nowhere to go. Think about that.
Yeah.
You knew this deer had it couldn't leave.
Yeah.
So it is stuck right here. I think you could. It could be difficult, I would say. I mean, a mature, if it was a 200-inch deer that was mature, it wasn't genetically modified.
Right.
At 2 years
I'm talking
old.
Like there's this one 200-inch deer that's lived on this property. All of a sudden, it's
7 years old.
Yeah, it gets fences all the way around it.
It could be hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've just thought about that. I was like,
you give me a season, I feel like I know I could kill it.
Right.
A week, I don't know that I'm that good. Don't hit it. But we'll see. Well, no, we won't see because I'll never get to.
Right.
But
like, there's always that asterisk.
Stop.
Like, I mean, I've talked about them before. Some buddy of mine's have hunted high fence before, and they're just like, yeah, it's just not the same.
No. I mean, okay, let me ask you this question. Would you hunt a high fence?
If it was something that, let's just say I was
in guys, you got to go. Thank you.
Let's just say I was in, like, the business world or something like that. And, hey, we want to take you on a hunting trip for this high fence. Totally paid, whatever.
I'd do it.
Yeah. I would never physically pay to do it.
I would do
it. In the back of my mind, I'm like, this ain't hunting, but I'm sure it's fun.
I mean,
you know.
I would do it.
I would.
And I'd get the damn thing mounted. And, right. You know, I wouldn't be as proud as I am of most all the deer that are smaller than it probably.
Right.
But
there's an asterisk by it.
I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, I'm never going to pay to do it.
Yeah, never going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I would do it.
But, I mean, I don't care. Once again, it's your tag.
Yeah.
If you want to go spend 50 grand on a 200.
Do you still have to have a tag for high fence?
I'm pretty sure, don't you?
I don't know. At that point, they're kind of like cattle, so.
Yeah, but don't you have to have a tag?
I have no idea. Never done it
before. Well, once again, if you're doing it legally.
Right.
If it's legal in the state you're in and you're paying for it. It's not my money.
Right.
Spend it, man. Spend it. Would I spend 30 grand on a whitetail? No. Although we can argue we probably have spent 30,000 on
whitetail. In my lifetime.
Over the lifetime.
Probably so.
But, I mean, you know, like we're talking about leases. Like we've spent money to hunt.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have now as of last year. So, I mean, it is what it is.
That was my first ever.
That's the first ever lease.
First time I've ever had to pay money to hunt.
And I enjoyed myself, obviously. No, I mean.
Yeah. Killed two deer.
Yeah. It was a good place, but I don't know. Yeah. I would say it that way. I don't know. Just depends, I guess.
1,000 acres is a lot of acres, man.
It is.
Yeah.
But you said, what's it got to be to be considered hunting, you know?
Yeah. And there, I'm sure there's people out there that are, but nope, it's still not hunting.
You could argue that.
You could argue it.
Because, once again, if it's a high fence farm, if it's a 1,000-acre high fence farm for hunting, that means they're feeding them. Mm-hmm. That means they're very patternable. That means they're probably more like pets than they – I mean, they're probably not like pets, but they're probably a lot less worried about people than a wild deer would be or animal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been to one before, and you literally drove by them, and they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Now, I was not hunting it. It was for an old job.
Yeah, for work.
And it was probably a 500-acre place, and he drove me through to show me and they were just they were in different sections, the different animals.
They don't even get me excited. Like you see those videos all the time?
I mean, they were beautiful. Like,
sure.
I saw some of these elk. I was like, holy crap, that thing's huge.
Right.
Oh, that one's 40 grand.
Yeah. But then you look at them, and you're like, okay, that's cool. But, like, that's not real. You know, or it's real, but it's not.
It's not real, man.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
You know.
It'd be weird. I'd feel weird, like, pulling the trigger on it. Be like, okay.
Yeah. There was always.
It'd be like hunting a freaking buffalo out in the West. I've heard literally they drive a trailer out, and the buffalo get taken off, and they're like, that one's yours. That's just like.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
I think somebody I know was like, can I just shoot it in the trailer?
Yeah.
So that you guys can just, I'm not going to drag that damn thing.
Right.
And then just get the, you know.
I was listening to, it was Cal, I can't think of his last name, the meat eater guy.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan or whatever. And he was talking about that they let some of the tribes up there kill some of the buffalo off of like Yellowstone and stuff.
Yeah.
Like once they go out of the park, there's this one area that they go to. And, you know, so many of them go out there and kill so many. And, they kind of all just get together. Go walk out there. Hey, do that one. It's a big bull. He's not breeding no more.
Right.
Stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It's just different.
Whatever. But, yeah, high fence is definitely an interesting one.
Okay. What about technology? And we're getting to an age where technology is huge. At what point is it cheating? Like, we have these cameras now.
The live feature, you mean?
The live.
Yeah.
I can go on there right now.
And there's two arguments to the story, or two sides of the argument for me, that I can both see. So, we're human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's our greatest weapon?
Our minds. Brains.
So, is it, as a hunter, I'm going to use my greatest weapon against the thing I'm hunting, right?
Yeah.
well, if I can use something that a human has created for me to be able to be a better hunter, why not use it, right? That's one argument, one side of it. The other side of it is, what is fair chase? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that fair chase anymore? Like, if I can get on, honestly, thermal's the one that comes to mind before something like that does to me. Like, you realize you could, theoretically, this is highly illegal, but I'm saying theoretically, with the technologies out there, that you could freaking throw a drone up, go out, find the deer, come back, and go kill the deer, because he's right there.
Yeah.
That's technology. That's our, you know, we as humans made that, and we can go do it. That is not fair chase, in my opinion. That and it's also illegal. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, that's like, okay, well, why are you even doing it then? Might as well just go buy some burgers from the store at that point.
Yeah.
So to me, like, I want it to, but like, people could look at me as a bow hunter and go, yeah, but you use a compound bow, not a recurve. And then compound guys look at guys with crossbows and be like, and you use a crossbow and not a,
yeah. There's, I mean, there's,
you know, so like,
that argument's everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know, but, yeah, the live feature on our cameras is interesting. I mean, I'll never use it to actively hunt a deer, because if I'm going to get a photo, this happened a few years ago. Like, I got a photo and I knew the deer was there. So then I left and tried to go kill him. Not successfully.
But it also worked with that one on the wall. We knew that buck.
Yeah, immediately that moment, but morning we knew he was there.
Yeah.
What, it was like 8 in the morning, we saw him going into the thick area, so he was probably going.
Assumed bedding was.
Right, so I assumed he was bedding there, and then that afternoon, but I was already going hunting that afternoon.
Yeah.
I used that intel for our benefit, right? Live feature wouldn't have done anything for me there.
No.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I don't think the live is that much different than getting an instant picture,
yeah,
to be honest with you. Like, remember the whole instant picture thing?
Yeah.
Because a lot of cameras used to, like, send you stuff, like, in the morning.
Yeah, you get it.
And then whatever company started it first, you got a instant picture. What was that, you know, fair or whatever? Like, remember there was this whole thing, like, there should be a delay?
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody pretty much gets an instant picture on their cell phone or their cell cams. So, you know, I guess there's been times where we've been hunting and we get a photo and we're like, oh, there he is. Actually, yeah, that was that time. Hey, boys. Shh. That time I was hunting with Caden and I got a picture up top of a deer, a good deer.
Yeah.
And he was coming our way. I was like, sweet, Caden, be ready. Like, he's on our, and he never showed up.
He
went somewhere else. But, like, that's kind of like, hey, I know he's coming.
Right.
I've
used that with coyote hunting.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you get a picture? And then
I got a picture of a coyote, me and Lawson, first time he was with me coyote hunting. And we were setting up by the barn. Did some calling, and then I checked my cameras or got a notification or whatever. Hey, coyote just passed through there. Looked like he's heading our way. Sure enough, a few minutes later, he showed up.
Yeah.
Or she, whatever it was.
I don't know. I'm not. Technology is definitely going to be one that we're going to have to.
At some point, I feel
it's going to come to a head.
Yeah.
I am not a. I'm a man. I'm not a smart man. You know, I just got opinions, you know, but I don't know.
You brought up the drones. Have you watched that research guy yet?
I've sent
you guys the link. It's,
you mean the one that's like,
he's been watching bucks all day, like,
with a drone,
to see what they do and like just research it. I mean, he's not hunting. He's cool. He took the whole season off just to watch these deer.
Damn.
It's pretty impressive. And it's pretty cool. He found out, like, one of the topics that he brought up was, like, daylight, them being on their feet. He says you're more likely in the morning. They're more on their feet in the morning than at night.
Ah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. He did. He, you need to watch
we
it.
We need to get him on a show.
No, we do.
Yeah.
It's Whitetail Research, I believe. I'll have to get my YouTube.
I must not have
but
paid
no,
attention to
you
that.
Need to watch. I, like I said, I
ignore you a lot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, especially this week.
I know. I've been
hard to get anything out of you guys this week. Everybody was super busy.
I'm getting the text messages during the games, and I'm like, well, I'm not getting – I'll send that to them later.
Yeah.
These watches are nice and bad at the same time.
It's like you look at them, then you forget about
yep,
them.
Yep. That's cool. And that's – I mean, that's using that research to our advantage too.
Right.
At some point. So, I don't know. What else you got? Are you looking him up?
Yeah, I'm looking up that guy. I mentioned him on the last podcast me and Amy did, but I want to make sure because, I mean, it was just cool. Cool stuff. Let's see. I think it's called, like, Whitetail Research or Research something. Yeah, Whitetail Research.
Nice. Okay.
That's
well,
all it is.
Yeah, we'll have to try to get him on sometime.
He's got a – yeah, he watched him for a year. Let's see, 20-day thermal drone whitetail movement study.
Gotcha.
So that one just came out 2 days ago. I need to watch it. It's pretty cool.
Sweet. Well, these boys are
turning
getting, crazy, and I'm sure everybody's hearing everything they're doing
sure.
in the basement. So well, are we going to call this a BS session just for my sister?
Yeah, she hates that. So,
yeah,
let's
so we might
that.
As well just call it Nate and Micah's BS session.
You guys going to BS?
Just for you, Amy.
Yeah.
No. Thanks, Caden. he closed the door. Now you can't hear him
We appreciate
anymore.
That. Appreciate that.
But, yeah, thanks for joining the show, folks.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Hopefully we'll get some more better content here coming up.
I think that was
quick.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing a little bit of talking off
no,
the cuff.
No, I do too. But sometimes it's nice to have a topic to talk about too. But, I mean, there's a lot of shows out there that are just guys talking.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's fine.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.